This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, the Browns are off for the bye week. And just talk about that. Looking at that bye week, it comes at a really good time for this young team.
Yeah, it comes late. I mean, this is really late for them to get their bye week. But yeah, I think, Jameer, right now you're hoping about a couple of things. You're hoping that the young players, who probably have so many rookies, probably have hit a little bit of a rookie wall. And I do believe rookies hit a wall. This is a long go for them. They probably need a week off to just kind of comprehend everything that's going on. And then there's another group of players who I think, you know, you want to see them get a little bit better physically. Phil Taylor just came back, played in the Baltimore game. That's going to help. Ataba Rubin, it would be great to have Taylor and Rubin in the middle of that defense. Dimitri Patterson, a week off might get him back into the lineup. So those two groups, the young kids kind of just letting the air out a little bit and then coming back recharged, and those injured players getting healthier, it does come at a very, very needed time.
All right, Jimmy, let's look at the first half of the season. Let's break down some of the positives. Sure. What did you see that just really caught your eye?
Well, I think that, number one, I think that they've played very, very good defense throughout the entire go. And I think that, you know, there's some young linebackers who have come in who we didn't even know about when we showed up at the start of training camp. L.J. Ford, Craig Robertson, these kind of players that came in. And I think that they really held serve when the Browns had lost James Michael Johnson, Chris Gokong, and Scott Fujita was in and out. And so I thought that those kids did a very, very good job. I thought a young kid like Buster Screen got pushed into the lineup because Joe Hayden was suspended for those four games. Played a lot, had his rough patches in those four games, but boy, when he came out of that, he's been playing very well, and I think he's a real NFL cornerback. And the other thing that I was impressed with, to play that many young people, both offensively and defensively, in key positions, quarterback, running back, right tackle, starting wide receiver, and the young players that they went with on defense, guys like Billy Winn and John Hughes, not only is that playing in time and experience going to help them in the long run, but I mean, they also played really well.
And just looking at the 7 weeks that are going to be coming up, what are some of the improvements you want to see from this team?
Well, I think offensively, I think that that was a rough game that they had against the Baltimore Ravens as we go into the bye week. So I think that they want to improve on that because I thought the offense was playing well. I really would love to see Trent Richardson look at all of us and say, you know what? I am truly 100%. I hope that happens because Trent Richardson at 70%, 75%. He's really good. 100% is frightening. So that's some of the things I'm looking at with him. And I just think Brandon Whedon should get better and better the more he plays.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for your time and enjoy your bye week.
I will. Thanks, Jameer.
All right, Browns fans, that's going to conclude your Cleveland Browns report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.